Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. So many of us, me included, pay through the teeth either our hard-earned money or our God-given amount of time we have left on the planet by our lack of attention to something. It's an economic topic, of course, as anything that costs us money ends up, well, costing us money, right? And if we squander our time going nowhere or in proverbial circles, it costs us as well, as we all know, because time is money. We can always make more money, but we can't make more time. Therefore, time is the most precious of all commodities. We can burn this commodity in a variety of ways, but not paying attention or inattentiveness can be one way. Time gets away from us, and when it's gone, we can't get it back. One would cite hundreds of examples of how a lack of attention can cost us money: looking away and crashing our car, not putting out a cigarette and burning the house down, forgetting to lock the door and being burglarized, ignoring the advice to exercise and then incurring medical costs for our subsequent lack of attention. The cost can run from pennies to millions, to a minor inconvenience, to one's career, and just about anything else, depending on the transgression of our inattention we commit. I penned an article a year or so back, awakening job seekers to the fact that during and immediately after the COVID event, jobs were plentiful and a perfect time to move into a good job with perhaps minimal qualifications for that job. For example, during that time, many so-called white-collar jobs would have required experience or a college degree to obtain were handed out to whoever may have had the wherewithal to apply. Companies of every shape and size were stranded when it came to staffing and badly needed warm bodies to fill the positions needed when the COVID lockdowns were lifted. Being desperate, many employers eased up on the experience needed requirements and various certifications or qualifications normally asked for. Many employers subsequently took on the attitude, "We will train," so they could get somebody to fill the seat. At the time, I told my children about these rare opportunities to easily get a good job due to the fact that few people wanted to work, but they paid little attention to their father, of course. Now they scan the job websites looking to upgrade their current jobs, but that ship has sailed. Our inattention can cost others too. I was preoccupied thinking about something and didn't notice a low wall hanging behind my truck's tailgate and backed into it, costing me and the insurance company the fix-it costs. Add in the time it took to fix it at the body shop, and although the body shop made money, it does the economy little good to start throwing rocks to break things to stimulate it. Last week or so, I wrote an article about employment, inflation, national parks, and the cost of living. A reader commented not only on that article, but on a few past musings of mine, and he attempted to pin me to the wall by misquoting me so many times I had to use a calculator to count all the times he did. He obviously didn't really read the thing, so he experienced a lack of inattentiveness. I finally decided it was not worth the time to address such misaligned plagiarism. I was going to offer up my services to correct the miscues, but decided enough time had been wasted by him, by my readers, my editors, my compliance guru, and me, as to spend any more time on trying to bend his ear back to the correct position. And since, indeed, time is money, think about the time wasted spent in traffic jams because of an accident caused by someone who was not paying attention, or a failed test, or even an airplane exit door that flies off because someone forgot to tighten the bolts or install them all together. On that point, we could extrapolate to lives lost due to inattentiveness, but let's not go there today. In a world of limited resources, we tend to think in the physical world when it comes to cutting waste, and rightly so. Conserving and paying attention to wasteful practices, recycling, and the way we consume and dispose of the stuff we use is important and, indeed, globally impactful. But think about how much we could save, conserve, and benefit from if we pay a little more attention to, well, paying attention. That does it for today's Money Matters. Remember, this newscast is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, by way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.